Let's talk about the DOJ indictment that was just handed down. As part of what the DOJ claims is a Russian... this sounds exactly like the 2016 election. You know, Russia, 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 where they made up all this nonsense accusations against Trump, claiming he was run by Russia. This really smacks of that. But here are the facts of their indictment, which I read in detail. They're indicting, apparently, two Russian nationals that, if I understand it correctly, have some kind of links to RT. And according to the DOJ, these Russian nationals, they hid their identities and they took on the names of other people who were not Russian. And they made like fake resumes and fake contacts and everything. And then using that, they reached out to this company in Tennessee, which appears to be the Tenet Media company that handles a lot of like outspoken and trending conservative content creators, content influencers like Tim Pool, most notably, and Lauren Southern, and some other prominent people as well. And apparently there's a woman named Chen who is part of this the Tenet Media company. I don't know who she is. I think she and her husband run it together. That's my best guess. Again, I'm going off of the DOJ's indictment, which didn't fully paint the whole picture. So, you know, innocent until proven guilty, folks. By the way, this whole thing looks like a political hit job. Looks like a setup to me. Just in time for election season to claim that, oh, the Russians are buying off influencers in the U.S. But anyway, the DOJ indictment apparently indicts these two Russian nationals who, again, impersonated other people and tricked the Tenet Media Company in Tennessee into thinking that Tenet was being paid to produce content. And apparently they received up to or close to $10 million over time to produce content and to distribute this content on YouTube and a lot of other places. This content was also distributed on TikTok and some other platforms. I don't know all the platforms. It's basically all the platforms where I'm banned. It's where the content got distributed. So anyway, the allegation of the DOJ is that, aha, this is a Russian influence operation. These Russians paid off this U.S. media company to produce this content. Now, as far as I can tell, the content, it wasn't like pro-Kremlin content at all. It was just content mostly about America, talking about, you know, probably transgenderism and the open borders and, you know, inflation. And some of the content was about Ukraine versus Russia. But, you know, there's plenty of room for criticism over there with NATO's problems. I mean, I've been very critical of NATO and what's going on there. You know, doesn't mean I'm pro-Putin or anything. I'm just saying, hey, you know, we've been lied to about a lot of things. Anyway, so this company, apparently Tenet, it's not named in the DOJ indictment, but it's pretty certain that it's Tenet. And Tim Pool already put out an announcement in defense. He says, if indeed these allegations are true, then we are the victims, he says, that we were tricked, we were deceived by whoever these two indicted people are. They tricked us into thinking that they were somebody else. And that appears to be, you know, the case. I think Tim Pool is absolutely correct in that. The DOJ claims that they got a hold of a contract between Tenet and these Russian nationals, who, again, pretended not to be Russian. But this contract, apparently, according to the DOJ indictment, offers content in exchange for money. Well, that's not an unusual arrangement for some company to be hired to create content. I mean, that's what movie studios do. You know, they're a studio... Well, they hire directors and actors to produce content, to produce a movie. And, you know, podcasters are paid all the time, mostly by sponsors, you know. I mean, I have sponsors for my podcast. Of course, I'm very open about who they are. Like, here's the satellite phone company, you know, or here's a sponsor, maybe our own store, or maybe a gold retailer or somebody. I'm always very, you know, open about who the sponsors are. And by the way, there's no like foreign money coming to me to tell me, what to say. But I think even the Tenet company, I don't think that they, it doesn't look like that this foreign money controlled what they said. It looks like it was just, hey, we'll pay you to produce content that's popular. And that's what they did. And as Tim Pool said in his statement, like, nobody had approval over his content other than him. I mean, he decided what to say. He decided what guests to have on and so on. So I agree with Tim Pool that if indeed, if Tenet is the company that's involved in this DOJ, you know, indictment, but Tenet wasn't indicted, just to be clear, and Tim Pool wasn't indicted, but if that's the company, Tim Pool's completely innocent. Lauren Southern, totally innocent. I think Benny Johnson, innocent. I think there's another man, is it Dave Rubin? Innocent. These people, they had no knowledge. Even if they took money to produce content, they had no knowledge that it was Russians, because the Russians intentionally deceived everybody by changing their identities and trying to trick people. So I actually wonder if it's not actually Russians. I mean, we have to consider this scenario. Was this some kind of a deep state operation? Was it MI5 pretending to be people pretending to be Russians? Was it CIA pretending to be people pretending to be Russians so that they could announce this right before the election and claim Russian influence over, you know, conservative influencers? You know, the timing is highly suspicious to me. And what the left-wing media is doing with this is so predictable. It's just like 2016. It's just like the whole first term of the Trump administration, which we all know turned out to be a total hoax. So I would not be surprised if this was actually a deep state honeypot trap. And by honeypot trap, what I mean is, you know, a lot of people who are, let's say, YouTubers, if somebody comes to them and says, hey, we'll give you $10,000 an episode to produce episodes, you know, an hour each, 10 grand. And you can choose the topic. You don't have to do what we just make sure it's, you know, controversial and, clickbaity or whatever. Like, just make sure it's going to get a lot of eyeballs. That's all. Just make sure it's controversial. Most people would take that money. Most people would take that money. You know, I wouldn't take that money, and I don't. Nobody pays me to produce anything. I mean, we're supported by you, our viewers, or our sponsors, both, or our store sales. But given how difficult our economy is, and, you know, inflation, food inflation, and skyrocketing prices of insurance and everything, a lot of people are in a lot of financial hardship. And if somebody approaches them and says, you know, here's 10 grand or 50 grand, or in some cases, some of these influencers can earn, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars an episode. I mean, you tell me, wouldn't most people in the world take 50 grand per episode and maybe not ask very many questions about where that money came from? You know, as long as it wasn't some obvious, like, we are Russians, you must make Russian content, you know, we are going to pay you to spread the disinformation across America. Now, like, if that was said, then yeah, you should have the sense to say, no way, man, that's crazy. I'm not going to do that. But if it's money that, let's say, came from the United Arab Emirates, which I think is one of the personalities that was created by these front people, or if it came from, you know, Italy, or if it came from, I don't know, some European country or Canada. I mean, most people would just cash the check, create the content, most people, and say, wow, that's awesome. That was the easiest money I ever made. And if they could do that daily, you know, most people would do that. And then if it later turned out, well, guess what? That money actually came from Russia. You know, a lot of these people are like, whoa, holy cow, I had no idea, which is the truth. So to me, this is what this whole thing looks like. It looks like a honeypot trap. And it reminds me to maybe just offer some advice. And this is the advice I live by too. If something is too good to be true, and if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. There's probably something wrong with that picture. if somebody's walking up to you and offering to write big fat checks without you, you know, earning it or reciprocating in some reasonable way, you may want to watch out. It could be a trap. It could be, I don't know. It could be entrapment. It could be the FBI trying to entrap you and make it look like you've taken money from, you know, the drug cartels or whoever. You know, it turns out the money was laundered from a guy who knew a guy who knew a guy who had a cousin who once smoked pot. You know, it's like, what? And the indictment comes down. And you're like, I don't even know these guys. But this is how entrapment works. They entrap you. They entice you. And you have to be willing to say no. You have to be willing to walk away from something that looks too good to be true. Easy money is very often a trap. Now, if you work your tail off and you earn sponsorship money, you know, as we do, well, yeah, that's legit. I mean, you're not going to make a fortune. You're not going to get rich. And you're not going to retire on the sponsorship money. If you're lucky, it might cover some of your production costs or some of your bandwidth costs. And that's normal. It's normal for people in media to be broke, actually. How many people do you know who are publishing articles or doing videos and they're not doing well financially? That's actually very common. So just watch out for money that's too easy. Watch out for traps, honeypot operations, entrapment situations. Watch out. So as far as our own operations go, I put out a detailed tweet about this just to be clear, just to be on the record. Let me explain it here. If anybody's wondering, no, nobody pays us. We don't have any hidden money coming in to produce content. We have sponsors that we disclose. And you'll hear me mention, this is a sponsor, this is an affiliate. Or on my website, rangerdeals.com, we have like each one of those companies, there's a logo there that indicates, is it a sponsor? Is it an affiliate? Do we get paid a percentage or not? Or do they donate products to us as a result of us spreading publicity about their company? Because a lot of those companies, we don't have any kind of sponsorship arrangement. I just help promote them and then they will donate products to us. And then typically I donate those products to local churches and ministries. I've already done that. I've already got letters on file from the places that we donate to. So, you know, a lot of what I do is actually trying to get resources into the local community, into other churches and other ministries, and just to help the local community to be more resilient in case of emergencies, things like that. But anyway, that's just me. There's nothing wrong with people taking money honestly, you know, transparently, earning a profit. There's nothing wrong with that. Entrepreneurs deserve to be rewarded for their success if they've earned it. And I'm not opposed to that on the commercial side. I'm just saying that a lot of what we do is non-commercial in essence, and we have a nonprofit organization for that purpose. But whatever the case may be, the most important thing is that content producers should be honest and open and transparent with their audiences about, is anybody paying for this show? Is there a sponsor? Is this an affiliate? Is it completely unrelated? You know, those questions should be answered up front. And as long as you do that, it's all good. And so, look, bottom line, Tenet Media, I'm pretty sure they're the company that's sort of implied in the DOJ indictment. Tenet Media looks to me to be completely innocent in this from what I can see so far. It doesn't look like they had any idea that these people were related to Russians at all. It looks like they were just taking money to produce content of their own choosing. And that is incredibly common in podcasting. I mean, radio shows. I mean, you know, Rush Limbaugh gets paid to produce radio shows. Left-wing radio personalities get paid. Howard Stern gets paid to produce radio shows. That's not a crime. That's just money for content. Very common. Anyway, those are my thoughts on the matter. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. Take care. We've got new protein products available for you at healthrangerstore.com. Check this out. You're going to love this.
This is formulated with Boku Superfood. This is the organic super protein vanilla. Now, this is the vegetarian or vegan friendly format of protein. And look at the main ingredient here. It is organic pea protein, and then coconut sugar, sacha inchi protein powder, vanilla bean powder, and so on. This is very clean. You know how a lot of proteins have issues with arsenic, or sometimes, you know, contamination with glyphosate, or sometimes E. coli. These protein products, like everything we sell, are tested for heavy metals, as well as glyphosate, E. coli, salmonella, various microbiology, and we manufacture this ourselves. So it's not outsourced. We make it in-house with our clean room standards, with our epoxy floors and our non-porous walls and all of that to meet the most stringent requirements for clean food manufacturing. And then we ship it out of Texas. So we've got organic super protein vanilla here available. And then also there's another version, which is chocolate flavored. Here it is. Organic super protein chocolate. And you know, cacao prices are going up, but this is still relatively affordable. And look at the ingredients. Here we have organic pea protein powder and then cacao powder. Organic coconut sugar is a low glycemic sugar that you'll absolutely love. It's very rich. It's sweet, but doesn't spike your blood sugar in the same way as processed white sugar. So this is a ready-to-go mix. You just mix this in with a blender, mix it with water or like a blender bottle or anything like that, and you'll have a drink ready to go. We've also got, of course, whey protein. I'm showing these. Yeah, whey protein. This is my favorite. I use that in my smoothie every day. That's what's actually in this smoothie right here is whey protein and avocados. And then we've got pea protein there by itself. Also, if you want to do your own flavorings, I like to add bananas. I like to add flaxseed or maybe cacao, maybe vanilla. But there are a lot of other things that you can add to that in order to make it more of a superfood recipe. But that's up to you. So whey protein, pea protein, and then the organic super protein vanilla and chocolate available now at healthrangerstore.com. Remember that every purchase helps support this platform so we can continue to bring you a message of truth and courage for humanity. And remember that our slogan is healing the world through clean foods. So we focus on bringing you the cleanest, the most nutritive, dense foods and superfoods and personal care products that can help you stay clean and healthy for a very long, joyous, prosperous, and abundant life. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. And I thank you for your support.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.